Hello, everyone, and welcome to Our Daily Devo, a podcast where I simply share a devotional in usually 2 minutes or less. The practice of daily devotion has been a blessing in my life, and I enjoy sharing that gift with you, so I hope you like what you hear. Today's devotional is a good follow-up to yesterday, where it talked about prayer and praising our Heavenly Father. Today's devotional, the theme is called Lost for Words, and our reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 26. And it reads, "In the same way, the Spirit comes to help our weakness. We don't know what we should pray, but the Spirit Himself pleads our case with unexpressed groans." So have you ever been lost for words? There are times when we feel like we just don't know what to say. In our relationship with our Heavenly Father, sometimes it may seem like a one-way conversation. Our emotions may be so low we don't know how to express ourselves, or we may feel like we are on a never-ending hamster wheel, communicating the same thing with no response. And this can put our prayer life at risk and unfulfilled. But think about the most intimate relationships in your life, maybe with a spouse, a best friend, or a sibling. How is it that they know you, your emotions, your thoughts, without direct expression? Well, they know you. In the same way, except 10x, our Heavenly Father knows you. He created you and His Spirit resides in you. He knows your every thought. He knows your every emotion. He also knows your every need. So if you feel at a loss for words, don't get frustrated. He has a direct connection to your heart. He has big plans for you. So quiet yourself. Study His Word. Look and listen for the cues He is placing along your path. Recognize He is always listening, even if you're not quite sure what to say. And in our reflective prayer, Heavenly Father, You are always with me, even when I am not sure what to say. You know me better than I know myself. May Your Holy Spirit continue to reside within me. May it guide me and connect me with You. Amen. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me today. Please continue to share with family and friends, and especially those who may need hope and inspiration in their lives. I hope to see you back here tomorrow, where we will continue to share in the love and grace of God. Stay healthy, have a great day, and God bless.